Many countries have had famous war animals. One remembered in Great Britain in 2009 was Antis, an Alsatian belonging to Czech airman Václav Robert Bozgech. More than 60 years ago, in 1949, the animal was awarded the PDSA Dickin Medal. It's the equivalent of the Victoria Cross. And he received it for bravery and outstanding service during World War II. The dog and his owner, part of a six-man crew, flew more than 30 bombing missions over occupied Europe and Nazi Germany, evading formidable German defenses, always lucky to make it back. As his and his owner's fame grew, Antis went from being a valued mascot for his crew to a symbol of courage for all in the RAF.
Dvouhlavu trup, dvě ruce, nohy nevidí.
March 15, 1939, German troops entered Czechoslovakia and Hitler proclaimed Bohemia and Moravia a Nazi protectorate, reducing the country to a rump state. Many in the Czech Air Force began fleeing the country with a common purpose, to serve their country abroad. Among them was 27-year-old Czech airman Václav Bozgech. Like many of his compatriots, he escaped first to Poland, then to France, where he served in the Foreign Legion and later as a flyer. It was on one of his missions over France that he found the dog. The moment is described in Freedom in the Air, a Czech flyer and his aircrew dog by author Hamish Ross. On a line from Glasgow this week, the author told me there were two versions of the story.
The earliest version is a British newspaper of 1942 saying that in the month of March 1940, Václav came down, the aircraft came down, crash-landed, in no man's land, deserted farmhouse, recently deserted, finds the abandoned puppy there, takes him. The second version is in Czech, in Roslet, in 1945, which says he bought him from a farmer. So I really don't know which is the correct version, but certainly the bonding between the two might suggest that it was something more dramatic than just getting him from a farmer. And that's certainly the version he subscribed to.
The airman escaped from France with the puppy in tow, eventually making his way to Great Britain. Although strict quarantine laws were in effect, he managed to smuggle his four-legged companion in. And as a result, the dog was raised and spent most of his life on air bases. Bozgech trained the dog well within the 311 Czechoslovak squadron, and their attachment was great. So great that ahead of one mission, the Alsatian, who could no longer stand being parted from his owner, stowed away on the plane. The C for Cecilia, the crew's Wellington bomber. Hamish Ross once again.
He was surprised to find the dog was not waiting for him as they boarded the aircraft. And off they went. He just assumed the dog had been in somebody's hut. You know, he wasn't worried because the dog was well known everywhere. There was no problem. As the plane was crossing the Dutch coast, about 12,000 feet, he felt this tap by his elbow. He thought it was the navigator asking for a radio fix on their position. But when he looked at the navigator was deep in his charts. And then he stared into the darkness and he saw, he couldn't believe it, the dog lying on the floor at his feet. And the dog's sides were heaving as he was trying to breathe. So it was a case of switching over the oxygen mask. It was a difficult raid. They had more than their fair share of enemy activity, and I think there was also lightning storms, and several of the radios and the electronics were put out of action. When they returned, and remember the Wellington had a crew of six, they decided that the dog had brought them good luck, and it was a collective decision on the part of six men. Antis would join the combat team.
Flying with the dog was, of course, strictly against regulations. Nevertheless, Antis took part in some 30 missions, bringing inspiration to his crew. Twice he was injured by flak, once a scratch to his ear and muzzle, another time a chest injury, far more threatening. Nevertheless, the animal's nature and training saw him behave exceptionally. It was only on their return from one such flight that Bozgech realized the animal had even been hurt.
The dog there showed courage, you know, that perhaps a human being couldn't show. The dog did not panic. It did not whine about its wounds. It just lay at his feet. Field Marshal Wavell said in pinning the Dickin Medal on Antis's collar, "You have inspired others by your courage and steadfastness." And that's a remarkable thing.
As the bombing raids continued, Rumors of Antis's existence began to spread. They were, of course, denied at the official level, even though the dog's story became something of an open secret. Eventually, the truth came out. But rather than being an embarrassment for the RAF, Antis with Bomber Command became an inspiration for many. By then, his flying days were over, but a dog capable of braving dangerous flights through blinding searchlights and anti-aircraft fire as well as enemy fighters was a hero and a worthy mascot. As the conflict wore on, slowly the scales tipped in favor of the Allies. When the war ended in May 1945, it meant that Václav Bozgiech and compatriots could soon return home. It had been a difficult 6 years of sacrifice, but now democracy in Czechoslovakia could be restored. But tragically, it would be short-lived. The country again descended into darkness in 1948, this time under the communists. Overnight, men like Bozgiech, who had risked everything for their country and endured, became enemies of the state, and it was time, again, to escape. For Bozgiech, that meant a personal tragedy. He left behind a wife and baby son. Hamish Ross again.
Of course, the thing to note from the start is, well, Bozgiech couldn't possibly take a wife and a seven-month-old child out. He was not going to leave the dog behind. And that wasn't just sentimentality. He did feel that the dog could alert him to any danger in advance.
In fact, the dog was to play a pivotal role in the airman's escape, helping him and two others slip into West Germany. A group of strangers nearby in the dark was not so lucky.
The crossing spot was compromised. Searchlights come on. Machine guns from a fixed position start raking the ground, and these people are either killed or wounded. So they have to take a roundabout way, and the dog seems to be their guiding light in coming through and crossing to the border.
Bozgiech never returned to the country of his birth. He remarried in England and founded a second family, but also he never forgot what he had left behind. It must have haunted him deeply.
They fought for not only the freedom of Czechoslovakia, but the freedom of the Western countries. Then in 48, when they fled again, those of them who were able to get out, there was just no hope left. There was just nothing. There was no intervention. It would be, in Bozdek's case, for the rest of his life, a complete severance, separation from his homeland, the former family, and he made great efforts to keep in touch with his growing son, who is by now 10 to 12, and he kept in touch right up until Jan was in his 20s, usually having to send postcards and parcels at Christmas from different parts of the world with an assumed name. And when I interviewed Jan in Prague, he said that as a boy, what he loved were the stamps, the foreign stamps that put him in a special category.
As for Antis, Bozgiech's famous dog, the brave Alsatian lived until the age of 13. After the animal died, Václav Bozgiech never wanted and never had a dog again.